Hi, everybody. Hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Chill Tuesday podcast. This week, Nigeria is not giving, so I will not lie to you. I can't lie to you. It was a horrible one. What has been happening in Nigeria, we had to talk about it. We had to dissect that. It's affecting us. There's nothing we can do about it. Aside that, we went into the street. Have a good one for you. You don't want to miss that. Thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed this one. Bye. Peace out.
Well done, well done, well done, well done. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Welcome.
Roses, they are waiting for you, reporting live from.
I'll be recording live from Abuja, Nigeria. Rashida,
Hey.
where are you recording from? You know they stay one place, you know.
Yusis, what can you observe? Are you not seeing my jacket?
Rashida is all suited up, jacket up,
I'm
all
wearing my
looking
puffy
bubbly.
jacket. I look like a house. I really don't like all these jackets that we wear. It just makes you double the size. It's
Is
not
this all?
flattering.
Are you worried about the protection and the warmth it gives you or your
No,
size,
seriously,
Rashida?
it's not
Please,
flattering. I don't just like.
let's be serious.
I'm serious, but like. It's not flattering at all, but it's really cold. You know, all this penetrating cold. That's what's happening now. 11 degrees currently. I'm like, oh, this is not
Rashida,
funny.
11 degrees and you are like this indoors. When it gets to minus
No,
10, what will you do?
no, seriously, I think this 11 degrees, it's not giving the correct weather because what I'm feeling is more than what it's saying.
I read somewhere that the weather report that we get is like a suggestion.
Oh, you see?
Somewhat. Sometimes you'll see they'll say 10% chances of rain here or it's going to rain. It's just like a probability that it's going
Okay,
to.
that makes sense. It's not
So
like
it's not
accurate,
like
accurate.
accurate, but then another one is they'll say 10 degrees, but it feels like 2 degrees. That makes sense to me because
Oh, yeah.
sometimes we're like, no, it cannot be 20 degrees where I'm feeling it's cold, right? So in Nigeria, it's hot to Rashida. I don't like taking cold water as such, but for the past week, I've been taking water with ice. Anything I take,
Is that hot?
the season is changing to summertime, and it's been windy and somewhat dusty. The sun by 9 a.m. is so hot, you could feel it on your skin. It's that bad. So I can't wait for the transition to be over because I love rainy season, but I'm tired of it officially.
Oh my
Let
God.
the Hamattan pass. Yeah.
Let the Harmattan start. But the Harmattan in Nigeria is not even
Yeah.
that. It's just dusty everywhere. You have to clean twice the cleaning.
That's true. And you'll be wondering how this dust came in because during Hamattan, a lot of people, you know, the windows are shut, the blinds are shut, your curtains are down, and but still, there will be dust everywhere. It's during the Hamattan season, you know, those dirty people. And anyway, they don't even care. But if you're someone that likes your place neat and clean all the time, there's a lot of work for you. But like I said, I'm officially done with the rainy season. Let's have something different. I love when it's cold. I don't like the dust, but you can't have it all, can you?
You can.
Because Abuja Hamattan is not even like Hamattan Hamattan. Coming from Maiduguri, that's where you experience the real Hamattan. If you're from the northeast or the northwestern states in Nigeria, that's where you see the real Hamattan, where people go as far as 3 days without taking their bath. You see people lined up in the street or out in their houses in the morning trying to take in the sun because it's really cold. That's when you see people being ashy. Ashy legs, ashy elbows, and whatnot. Can't wait for my turn to be here officially. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yusis, how was your week? How did you do this week?
You know what I did, Rashida? Stop asking me that question. Hey, my
Please
week
tell the
was
people what you
fantastic.
did.
My week
Yusis
was
decided to wound
fantastic.
us this week.
Jealousy,
No,
jealousy,
I'm jealous.
jealousy,
I
jealousy.
can't even lie.
And come back to Nigeria now. I'm going
For
to.
what?
Oh, don't
For
worry. I'll
what?
be the one to shoot your official headshot.
Hey, except that one. When I
You don't
come
want
visit,
official headshot.
when I come visiting, let me put that
Whenever I
bracket.
mention Nigeria to Rashida, it's like a fight. He's always fighting me
No,
back.
yes, I told you I
Anyway.
went to Nigeria and it wasn't funny. Page yourself, I want to rant. I can't even wait. Just finish telling me how your week was because I just want to. I'm
Beyond
fuming,
current.
I'm angry.
sorry. Oh, no wonder you're wearing this jacket. It will contain you.
It will contain the anger.
Oh my God. But we just photography stuff, sure. I'm doing some post-production. Then, funny enough, I'm a photographer, but I don't have an official headshot and portrait. So we corrected that this week.
It was so beautiful.
And my vision.
I saw the BTS. I'm like, official head.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a fun shoot. It was shot by the most talented one and only photography. I can't wait for the pictures. It was fun all the way.
Please send your official headshot to the Chill Sisters page.
Oh, we have to update that. Rashida, I can't tell you.
What do you mean,
I can't tell you. They were incredible. I can't even post some of them. It has to be sent to, you know, the special people. Mm. Rashida knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, the official headshot will be on all my social. Then the other ones, they have their own uses. I'm so happy. At least I've gotten that out of the way. If you're doing business or Rashida, you need to get your
I definitely need a headshot. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know when you will need it. And by then, you won't be prepared and all that.
I know.
So, and you know, you're in the business of representing with your ease and all that. So I'm so happy, and I don't think I could ask for anyone better to shoot my headshot than him. So it was fantastic. I was so happy. Mm. I was so tired at the end of the day. Something that I thought would take just an hour. It was fun. The time went and we didn't even know. So I'm really happy about that. What else? I did a lot of studying this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did a lot of studying this week. What else? I think then the normal stuff, you know. I told you it's been hot. The weather is not giving me any sign to go out, so most of the time I'm an indoor person anyway. So that's fantastic. We alhamdulillah, we are alive, we are healthy, we have family and friends. What more can you add? That's that. Been great, alhamdulillah. Rashida Alfa, how was your week aside from the cold in London? What's happened?
Cool. My week was fine. It's the school holiday, there was nothing really happened. Apart from me, we are just fighting up and down inside this house. The house is too small for us. It can't contain me and the boys. We are just arguing, fighting, or shouting, screaming.
Rashida,
that was what
the way you describe these innocent boys, they will think they are these giant beings, you know. She said the house cannot continue. Please, I will defend these boys anywhere, anytime. Rashida,
we planned on going out since it's the school holidays. We were going to go out with some friends and just leave the house, do something fun. One of the boys now decided that's when he will be sick and run the temperature throughout the night, and that was cancelled. That was what happened during the week. It's just been.
But Rashida, I don't know. Children have been falling sick, even back here in Nigeria. Same thing happened to my goddaughters. They were on their midterm break. The whole of that midterm, they were sick, like really, really sick. So I don't know. I think there's something going. Is it a virus? Something they picked up from school? But children have been falling ill this week. I hope he's feeling better, Sha.
Yeah, he's feeling better.
So, alhamdulillah. Thank God for that. Sorry. Thank no wonder you said you're tired.
Yeah.
And imagine. And it even worse when a child is really active when they fall asleep.
Yeah.
Then it's really scary. This is somebody that you know is all over the place. Then suddenly he can't eat. They're running temperature. They're all weak. They don't even want to speak.
This one that is active, he's an active kid. Like he's eating from morning to night. I'm always saying, tight your stomach. Don't eat. He wasn't eating anything and it got me worried. But he's fine now. I could not wait for us to record this. By the time this podcast will be out, it's already 1 week, but I still have to talk about it. What is happening in your country? What do they think they are doing? I'm seeing those kids that went to court.
Before you even mention the particular one, it's sad that when you say what is happening in your country, there are so many things that are happening that can
you don't even know where
fit
you're
into that
brain.
Description. Do you understand? Yes. And whichever one you mention is appalling. So we are at that stage in Nigeria. So many things happening at the same time that is total madness that you can say anything at this moment and it will be crazy for any sane society.
I'm fuming.
Rashida,
I'm really, really, really angry.
Yesterday, I was like, you know when you are totally speechless, like, okay, what, you know, whenever I talk about Nigeria, you know, I'll get emotional before we finish the podcast. You be upset, will be upset and all. Whenever they go low and you say these people can't go lower,
they will say,
Nigerians,
you don't know, what is going on here.
You don't know what's coming. Rashida, how can?
I've not even finished asking my question. You see, already know where I'm going to. It's what I wanted to ask. Like,
no, go ahead. Let me even let you run.
What type of embarrassment is this? What type of international embarrassment is this? I was looking at the video of those kids. I was looking at their pictures. They were fainting. I heard breaking news that George ran away. I'm like, why is he running? What is happening? He says, please, you're still here in Abuja.
Did George run away?
Abuja, please. Oh, if I keep talking, I'll just...
You said the George ran away.
Because at this point, the government is being as if they have mental problem. As if their brain is not functioning.
Rashida, which means you didn't see the conclusion of the whole thing.
This.
The judge fined them $10 million now bail each.
Minus, no, please don't say children. If you say children, you say minus so that people will know.
I came out to protest because of
bad governance,
hunger strike, hunger protest. They didn't see food to eat. You are charging them $10 million naira bill. If their parents had $10 million, would they be out protesting because of hunger? And look at the charges that they wanted to overthrow the government.
Yeah, treason. That was what they said they're charging them because.
How many? I think there are 4 or 5 counts.
Oh God! Oh my God!
Rashida, don't forget they held these children from I think it was the 2nd or 3rd of August till yesterday. They have been in the prison for 92 or 93 days. Children,
kids, babies.
When you have criminals stealing trillions and billions, look at Yaya Bello that have been wanted. See, they don't have the balls to arrest Yaya Bello. They say he's wanted, but he has police escort, and he's wanted by the police.
Make that.
You see that thing that they say they explain Nigeria to you and you understand them if they didn't explain it to you well. Rashida, these kids were hungry. Look at their ribs.
I saw.
See hunger. They were fainting. This is not the upsetting part from you. Did you hear the lawyer to the government?
I heard the lawyer.
Was explaining. Is a lie.
I wanted to.
They are married men. These are people that have wives. They are university graduates.
So?
Oh, you even believe it?
No, even if they are.
See,
even if they
how
are,
can they be? No.
That's
no. I will not even entertain that, Rashida. These are children.
You can say that they are children. Let's say we are blind. Okay,
do you
they
understand?
Are giving it to us. Are they not humans? Should they be treated like that because they are university graduates and they have kids? They are married.
You don't get it. See, they are humans, right? Every other person to hell with you. They'll treat you as animals, as items, as materials. They don't care. And see the way they shield their children. That's why they cannot let your children school here or do anything here. And if for some reason they are schooling here, it will be an exclusive school, elite school, you know, right? Let me give you an example. Look at the former deputy senate president, Ekweremadu. Why is he in the prisons in the UK? Because his daughter needed a kidney. They brought somebody from Nigeria to go and
that
harvest
story.
His kidney. They died because of their kids. But every other child is I'm so happy. Yesterday, Nigerians came as one. Everybody was upset, Rashida. People were really mad. Like, how can you stoop so low to treat children of a country that came out to protest because of hunger like that? Even if they were animals, how can you do that? And because, you know, they are not going to meet the bail conditions.
Of course. They said their parents are outside.
They have packed them back to Kuje prisons. How can you take children to the prisons? How in the first place? So, the human rights violation is so many, and nobody from the government is saying anything. Children, people were just like, okay, see, is this the judiciary that you people think we will give you an election that is free and fair? This judiciary? I'm sure you saw the video of that honorable member of House of Reps that slapped an Uber driver. They came to deliver something for him in his house. Did you see it?
I didn't see that.
It was trending last week.
Oh, God.
He said, I'm going to beat you. I'll make you disappear and nothing will happen.
Okay.
Call the IG of police. Are you recording me? Record. I am honorable, blah, 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 from Abia, blah, 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 blah. So the next day he was arrested. Do you know the bail condition they gave him? 500,000. But these children that came out to protest because of hunger, you're charging them 10 million.
10 million.
Because
each.
Where would they see 10 million in Nigeria? How would they see Rashida? Kai. No. See, I don't even know. See, actually, the whole thing gets you emotional. And I don't want to be emotional this afternoon because tomorrow, now, Nigeria, they will drop another one. then you wonder, who do this thing to us? People act this thing like it's funny, but it's not funny. Who do this thing to Nigeria? Who? Where did we get people hungry?
Because the Nigeria government are beginning to act as if like they are the Pharaoh.
Hi. No.
Anyway, because that's what this is just...
We're going to see how it all works out, because people are not keeping quiet, not at all, and I'm happy. If not, these children will disappear and nothing will happen.
It's just so sad. Like, I was reading the news yesterday and I was like, I was angry. I was fuming. I'm like, what is it? Is it a crime to be a Nigerian?
I'm telling you.
Is it a crime? Why are you all behaving like you're not humans? What is it? That's that for your country.
Did you say your country?
I'm sounding like a Nigerian badder now. When things are bad, it's your mother. When things are good, it's them. So now I'm saying your country, because things are bad. If it becomes good now, I'll claim it. I'll say, oh, my country. But for now, it's your country, you sis. I hand over to you.
Thank you. And when you flip it, when the child turns out good, it's my daughter or my son.
I'm proud
when
of
they
my
turn,
son.
Your when they daughter. Turn about, see your daughter, see your son. What can we do? Please, Rashida, please. If you're going to that street, let it be good.
Okay.
Let it be good.
This is a very good one.
You know, we have already have enough wahala on Nigeria.
All right. Let me give you a good one. This is the best I can do for you. This one I'm about to read for
you.
It's the best
Thanks
I can do
and
for
God
you.
Bless.
All right. I got married in August this year to my boyfriend of 2 years. He is 32 years old and I am 27 years old. We don't have kids yet. He works in the government sector while I work in the mining sector as a heavy-duty machine operator. I earn almost 6 times his salary. I never worried about his salary because I knew he would contribute to the household expenses. Besides, considering the current economy, his income isn't bad. Just that I hold a higher rank in the mining sector. Our marriage is barely 3 months old and he's already suggesting we join our bank accounts, which he never mentioned while we were dating. This proposal doesn't sit well with me. However, I suggested we open a new bank account and join it, where we both will contribute a set amount each month for home expenses, projects and savings, and leave our personal accounts out of his suggestion of joining accounts. But he refused, saying that as a married couple, we should be one big happy family and have no secrets. My concern is that I am the one taking care of my 3 sisters' schooling expenses and other needs. And I don't want a joint account to limit my ability to provide for them when I know very well that I can. Secondly, I think it's too early for the step because we are newly married and yet to discover every character that was hiding during dating.
This is one now. You don't come up.
He will definitely complain about how much I spend on my sisters when I agree to join my personal account. I won't be happy about that. I don't want him to be the reason why I can't give my family what they want. I stand to be corrected if I am overreacting. Please, what should I do?
Okay. Okay. Rashida, but you know what she is supposed to do now.
She even has sense. She has sense. Like, she already knows what to do. She's just needing, like, validation.
She's
already on point.
Yeah, thank you. She knows. She has already, the advice we're supposed to give her.
She already said it.
Number one, she said the marriage is just 3 months and they don't know each other's character.
Yeah.
You see, this is what would have said. Like, you know, when you get married, that's when the true color is. She already knows that.
Because she's mining. He's the real gold.
He passed gold. He passed gold.
He's one mining, but he wants to be mining.
He wants to mine her. See, he said once you are married, it should be one. If reverse was the case now and the woman said, join the account, you'd be like, are you mad? I'm the head of the family. Why do you want to? I'm already providing for you. What do you want to do with my account? But now, anyway, Rashida, remember, thank God, Islamically, they say your money is your money. His money is our money. One kobo, you should not bring unless you feel you are feeling
generous.
You are feeling generous. Yes, you will get your reward. That's it. I don't think even in Christianity, there's any way they say you should go and give your money to.
She said she made the best decision. Let's open another account where you put
new
I
account
put.
Thank you very much.
And
his
that's the best thing
on that.
Yeah, he wants
money
to know how much. Yeah,
Rashida,
he just wants to control that money.
Are you not the one that came here very early this year and we're reporting this man that said the wife has salary now her husband account did he enter seven. If I remember that he said, so you go work the whole month and the salary, they'll pay the salary to your husband account, then then from that your salary, he will now give you what he wants. Tell she
he
that,
just wants to
let
control
me
his,
pass this
and he
one.
know, no, and he knows, you know what? He knows that she's the one doing everything for her sisters. So he wants a situation where he knows how much is going out of the account. No, he just wants to know. This one is a good, there's no even explanation. This one, he just wants to, he's a good,
how
he
is
just
that
wants,
your,
is the money that he is entering.
How is it your business?
Which one is we are
how
one?
How is it his business? No, they are one when
no,
it
they
comes
are one.
To money.
They are, actually,
if
they
you
are
get
one.
something, they are one when it comes to the money. Her money, actually. Because if it's his money now, you hear, where is it done? Am I not providing for you? What is your business
but
with my account?
Talking about
but
that,
now, let's
another
join the
person,
account.
Talking about that, I've seen a video of a guy where he says, like, his wife manages money more. And when his salary comes, it goes, like, the wife is in control of it or something. She gives him what she gives him for the month. And so, there's something that works for them. You know, this thing is things that work for you guys in your marriage.
You know, my next point will be number two, it depends on the type of relationship and the understanding. That will be my next point. But this one is not even about understanding. He just wants to force her and it's about control. But the example you're giving now, number one, they've understood each other, right? They have a common ground. They know their goal in the family. They know what they want to achieve. That's why he's even comfortable saying that the wife manages money better than him. So she should take the money, do what is best for the family, then give him a certain amount. This one is not 1 in 100. This man is 1 in 1,000. It's 1 in 1,000. And this man has chosen peace in his life because, Rashida, I never hear that kind of one. No. Have you? This is the first time I'm hearing it.
I said,
where
did I
say
it? Just, I said,
right.
Okay.
It's actually right.
No, he has told himself that he cannot control the money. Maybe he spends lavishly. And if whenever he gives her the money, she knows how to section the money for
manage
the family.
It.
And yeah.
I have to say that it would take some level of awareness, you know, to reach that, to believe, to know your flaws, to accept it.
Somebody now said this one, if he has side cheeks,
men and women.
This one, he said, if you have side cheeks, you have to go through his wife to collect money if you are a side chick.
What? Maybe in the past he has had a very
bad
experience.
There must be something.
Yes, and maybe he had an awakening and he can't afford to make that mistake again. But still, there are men that will be doing the wrong thing over and over and over
and they will not remind
die.
Till
they die, he will continue on.
I'm sure there's
a
story behind that. There must be something that had happened that he came to this.
There must be.
Because
but
this one
your,
is hard. Though.
It's hard, Rashida. But this your guy is a thief. Is a thief. And so unfortunately for him, you
lady
wife
is
have
smart.
Recognized you are a thief. Yes,
she's
you are
not
a thief. So
marriage did not blind her eyes.
Not at all. Who knows? Maybe he had an idea what they would be paying them. That's why he even went for her. Because barely 3 months, you are already paying your true color that you want to join account to be one. So the joining that they're doing during the matrimony. And you have shame. Men don't have shame. Or you don't know that.
I'll wait till maybe she's the one that will say it by herself or, you know, bring it all. But I will not just come and tell you that let's join an account. Why? Since all this while we've not joined an account, why do we want to join it now?
All this while you are
this
not
is even a red flag because
I'll
just be looking at I can't sleep with my eyes closed. You know, you know, but
money. You said you cannot sleep with the eyes closed. Is the money in the house? The money in the account now.
But
on a serious note,
this is a dangerous this is a dangerous statement now that we should join an account. God, please.
I beg. God, I beg.
Yes, it's this one said, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I am a married woman. I traveled for 1 week for work and left my husband and children and housemaid. Few days, my housemaid made a call to me to inform me that my husband attempted to rape her. So she has left the house. Up till now, it's been a month. I haven't been able to return home. I am not sure how to approach this situation.
She's not able to go back to her home.
Yes. She doesn't know how to approach the situation. She has left the husband and the children there. That's more dangerous if you ask me, because if you have a female
thank
child,
you very much.
She didn't state if there is a girl child out of her children, but like if you have a girl child there, like you should go and pack your children first. You should go get them out of the house. Or you should be there. She said she hasn't gone back in a month. She doesn't know how to approach the situation. That's scary.
Anyway, it's scary. And you know, different people and how
they react to things.
Maybe, and you know, how do I put this? The thing is, people that are abusers like that, cool, They are the most loving, trustworthy looking people.
Mm.
So maybe in her life, never thought he would do that.
Mm.
And number two, delaying will not change the reality.
It won't change it.
It's better you go and even face
it. Yeah, I'm even scared of the kids that are there.
Wallahi, the earlier the better. It will not change anything. But you know, it's easier said than done. But her choice of staying there, leaving your children, doesn't make sense.
Mm.
If you are afraid for your children, you still love them.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you coming back means facing the reality and you are delaying it, the reality is still waiting for you.
I know.
Even
no
if
matter
it's
how
10
long
years, you have to come and face it.
And you know what? I'm even thinking of the kids that it's not fair for them, because maybe now they are even their children, they don't know what is happening, but they will never forget these things. You know, sometimes when we parents do things, we think that the children will forget. These kids, they never forget things, and it's when they
you
grow. It's when they grow older, they sit down, they're now thinking, okay, what my mom did was it's rubbish. What my dad did is rubbish. You know, you start thinking and like you're saying, when it's happening, you don't see the gravity of things. It's when they grow up that they start seeing the gravity of things, and then they are looking at it that these things are not meant to happen. It's not even supposed to be like this.
And the attitude, you know, as parents, you should not have this argument in front of them. If the children have an abusive father, they keep beating their mother, the sons will grow up thinking beating their significant others or girlfriend or whoever is okay, because they grew up seeing their father doing that. And if they have been molested sexually, they'll think it's okay. Even if
the cycle
is not okay, you know, it's
talking about
cycle.
That I watched this documentary about the Mendes brothers. Have you heard about
Rashida,
it?
I watched it yesterday. I couldn't even finish. I just, because it was late at night, I say, Kai, it's okay. I think I have like 30 minutes left.
Yeah, I watched the whole documentary about it, and now I'm watching the movie they made about it. So,
it's the movie I'm watching.
Okay, it's a movie. I watched the documentary first, then I went on to watch the movie.
I'm watching
the movie, you could tell it's a cycle. The father was abused by his parents. He was molested, and he did the same thing to his kids, and it's just...
The dad was abusing his child, the older child. He started abusing this child from the age of 6 till the age of 18.
Mm.
You know, from the trailer, because I still have 30 minutes to the end, the brother got upset, right?
Mm.
That the elder brother was more upset that the dad was abusing his younger brother too. And that was one of the motives that made them kill the dad. But then you wonder, what about the mother? Why did they kill the mother too? Because they told the mother, but she kept mute.
And,
you know, her mothers are complacent.
Mm.
Usually when there's this kind of abuse from one of the parents, the mother, most of the time,
she knows.
She wants to save her marriage.
In the case of those brothers now, look what happened at the end.
They said they had to kill the mother because she cannot survive without the dad. So it's even better they make she join up. That's what they said.
It was...
And they used a shotgun. They blasted their brain.
This is all give details in case some people want to watch this. I don't think they were rich, you know, but I don't think the father was in control of everything, you know. I think when everything happened, I don't want to give spoilers. In case you want to watch it, you can go and watch it. When everything happened, they just wanted to do everything they could not do when their parents were alive at once. And it now made them somehow.
It's not like the father didn't provide for them, but the relationship they had as they were explaining it, the father made it seem like they have to earn his love.
If you
can remember, there was a part where they were just 2 or 3 because they brought other relations. The lawyers had one good thing to say about the father towards the children. Not one. Tell them to be competitive with their cousins, you know, with themselves, and they
do know what
his love.
They brought 50 for this case. They had 50 witnesses, and when everything was over, the jury said that they could not even come to a conclusion. They couldn't agree on it, so they had to do a closed section again where there was no witnesses, there was nothing, and that was when they sentenced them to life imprisonment. But I hear there'll be,
but you know, they are yes, on parole because they were abused by the dad,
and they were not up to 26. They've spent 35 years now, but if everything goes well,
50-something.
Yeah, if everything goes well, they leave immediately.
Hi.
They spent
all their years. You see, Rashida, talking about abuse, look at the effect it could have on your children.
Yeah.
Right? That's why we brought up this.
People just think of themselves.
Using your own child sexually.
I know that one is crazy.
Why can you look at your child and you have sexual urge toward them? This is a human being that you give birth to.
It's just crazy. And it affects them for the rest of their life. One of the kids was saying that he doesn't even know his sexuality, that he doesn't even know what he is. He can't express himself. He's really confused because it really messed with him. And I'm like, oh, poor kid.
Of course.
Does this justify killing their parents in that horrible way? No, it doesn't. But then again, it happened. So
Rashida, you should feel the safest when you are with your parents.
Parents, yeah.
But then you are at your worst when you are with them. I think one of them was 18. The other was...
One of them was 22 and the other one was 25.
When it happened?
Yeah, when it happened.
Okay. So, and they grew up with this abuse, sexually being abused, and the mother...
The mother didn't want to break the family. And the mother was miserable too, you know. She was like drinking, trying to kill herself.
Of course.
She was suicidal too.
As somebody that was horrible to his children, then you think about what was the wife going through now? So
this is last one before we go. Yeah. This person tweeted, so this couple walked into a clinic for genotype. So much lovely dovey. Like all those people that when you see them, you say, oh, God, when?
God, when?
Yeah. They were so lovey-dovey, touchy-touchy. After taking samples, they left. 5 minutes later, the man went back to say he knows he is AA and the lady is AS. But if they want to write the results, they should put AS because he can't marry her.
Okay. At least this one, they'll separate JJ Lee. Not the one that you marry her now. He come and be showing her figure because he never wanted to marry her. Talking about that, Rashida, remember that thing I sent you where they asked the father to tell the child one secret? And he told the child that...
I went to watch the full thing.
He told the child that he never wanted to marry her mother. That the mother was second option. That the true lady that he wanted to marry, was it Esther?
Esther.
Even the daughter herself, she was named after her. Coincidentally, their birthday is even the same. I said, what? And you're telling your child that?
They asked him to tell a secret now. And he gave a secret. What? The secret is secret now. It doesn't matter the gravity of the secret. I went to watch the footy. You know, that girl, she's very sharp.
Oh my God.
He said her whole existence was because of the ex-girlfriend.
Hi. No. Rashida, God help us. That's why we have to be very prayerful. I'm happy for her. At least she might be shattered, but for a while, she'll get back to herself. It's better. Is it not better than abuse, Rashida? Because he wants you to go. Now, it's good. She's a prayerful somebody. Said God wants to help her. That's all I can say about that.
This was a lovely episode. I enjoyed it.
Me too. Save for the rubbish Nigeria is doing to his kids.
Yeah.
And the hunger.
The hiking prices of everything.
And everything.
Yeah. Nigerians are going through it. Please, if you know a Nigerian, please pray for them. They are going through a lot. The government have lost it. They don't know what they are doing. It's just ridiculous. Crazy. Prices of everything have gone up. Epi sent a message that their plane ticket is going up by 100%. Who takes a fare up to 100% for the rubbish services that they used to give? They are taking their prices to 100%.
They've already done it.
1st of November, they said.
But the airfares are not their own, but every other airline have increased. Every other, because I bought ticket 2 days ago, every other airline have increased their fares.
God we stand. God is more than all of them. That's all I can say. Thank you so much, guys, for staying this far, for enjoying us rant about Nigeria and us sharing our streets. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Please send in your dilemmas.
Thank you so much, guys. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok. It's at The Chill Sister Podcast. You can send us an email, thechillsisterpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for coming back every week, even though Rashida doesn't give us good street, no good vibes, only bad stories. See, Rashida will start protesting against you. Thank you. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Come back next week. Come and hang out with us. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a lovely week ahead. All the lovely people. Bye. Take care.